This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, April 9th, the year is 2020. We now have a crystal clear picture of exactly what's happening with the coronavirus and the global power grab and who is driving. This is from the Associated Press this morning from Governor Cuomo.
When will things go back to the way they were? I don't think it's about going back. I don't think it's ever going back.
Martial law forever. Medical tyranny, and Bill and Melinda Gates have officially announced forced inoculations, breaking, forced inoculations to buy and sell and to leave your home. The New World Order is now taking the mask off, is now throwing absolute tyranny in our face.
This is at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
The anti-COVID-19 volunteer drone task force. Please maintain a social distance of at least 6 feet. Again, please maintain social distancing. Please help stop the spread of this virus. Reduce the death toll and save lives. For your own safety and your family's safety, please maintain social distancing. Thank you for your cooperation.
Please remember to wash your hands often, stay home if you are sick, and practice good social separation of at least 6 feet when possible. Loitering inside or outside of the store is strictly prohibited. Thank you for choosing Walmart.
If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business-violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
Recently, the county's public health officer issued an order expanding on the stay-at-home order given by Governor Newsom. Among other things, this new order prohibits public and private gatherings of any size and requires all persons to wear coverings over their faces. This is a valid order and enforceable by fine, imprisonment, or both.
The dystopia is real. Its goals are your death. This is the New World Order. This is everything Infowars ever said. Vindicated and royal flush. Spade on top of spade. The Ace of Spades, the Ace of Spades. The only gun I need is the Ace of Spades. Death. God help us. It's just as bad as I thought. But to foresee something, see all the preparation, the eager globalists to really kick off the mass culling. It's one thing. Watching beta tests is horrific. Millions dead. Nameless. Never personalized. And now they tell you to personalize each death. Even though the World Health Organization itself admits that tens of millions starve to death a year and that 500 million more people could starve to death in just the next few years because of the slowdown. But those are billions that die so that thousands can live. Yeah, that's liberal. But really, it's just old-fashioned eugenics. Personalize the thousands, hundreds of millions die. Globalist fuzzy map. And I want to fight this and turn it around. That we will not have awakening and justice until we stop exterminating the unborn and, hell, the ones they're keeping alive after they're born and harvesting.
Just like the governor said, we keep them comfortable. You heard the UN say when they take your kids out of your family because they're not vaccinated? They're going to do it very dignified, just like they keep those babies alive and suck their blood out.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the front lines of the global emergency transmission, attempting to warn humanity before it's too late of the globalist plan for total absolute depopulation and the rise of their silicon AI gods. That unleashes the satanic delusion. The technocrats who oversee the technocracy openly say they're following. Over the 2+ decades we've been on air, many times I've asked listeners, what would you call the globals? A death cult? Psychotics? Satanist? But really, the best term for these kleptocrats, these Decepticons, is not elite, not even alpha maggot. It's cancer. It's a mutation. Cancer in the body is a sin. It's not following the code. It rebels and for the time takes over but kills the host itself because it doesn't have a consciousness. It only has a will to vandalize and overwrite. And so really the best definition of this New World Order is the cult. The death cult. That's who they are. It's what they like to do. They've got all their reasons and excuses on the surface for protecting the earth and culling the overgrowth of the herd, trimming and pruning the trees, but they're poisoning the very roots of the tree itself and creating sickening fruit. They're vandalizing the tree while they themselves eat at its heart so that it collapses into ruin and this planet never enters its real potential, which is a seed drifting through the universe set to create incredible waves of life and construction and consciousness. But so many seeds float down from their creator into the darkness of this time-space ocean and are devoured or fall in infertile soil and die, forgotten, their potential never even imagined consciously. But we have entered the next phase. We have seen the potentiality. And we see those that stand at the gate, the portal of our ascension, greedily wishing to suppress the potential so that it be all theirs. And in their lust and attempt to hoard the light and to block it out from us, they destroy themselves at the very same time. They attempt to tie us down and destroy us, but they will only make us plunge through the wall of fear they've created to suppress us, and staring into that abyss, We will not find destruction, but we will find Valhalla. I am very frustrated in a pregnant way, in that the enemy's operations are so legion and so transparent and so open at this point that it really falls to the people to face the reality of what's staring him in the face and to do something about it and to have respect for yourselves and to realize that that animating contest of liberty is what consciousness is all about and that it's not work, that it is empowerment. It is fulfillment. It is exhilaration. It is ecstasy. I am in ecstasy understanding the New World Order and what is beyond it and escaping it. I've already escaped it, spiritually. But there is a nagging, bloody black hook in my soul, in my love for humanity, and seeing how many people are caught in this web of spiritual death. And so my ecstasy with God becomes a torture because I know the truth and I know what is available to everyone, but they are mesmerized and caught in a trance and you're watching them. Like in The Little Mermaid with Ursula, about to sell her soul and her voice, and you see all the little souls tied down, shuttered, shadows of themselves, wraiths, begging her and screaming at her, but they don't have voices telling her, don't do it. Don't make the deal. There isn't a deal. It's a fraud. But she doesn't listen. Well, I had my voice. I didn't sell out, but I've been down in the grotto. I've seen what they do to people that sell out. The minute God is removed and the minute the Holy Spirit is gone and the devil knows he has you, then you find out you're a slave and you better go out and enslave as many people as you can for that spirit or it will destroy you and tie you down and torture you at that point. And that's why these evil people are so driven to get children and so driven to hurt innocents and so driven to dominate knowledge because they are captured. You watch that footage of that man dressed in a vampire outfit, which they call a drag queen. Everything's deception upon deception. Vampire men and clown outfits coming to your children. And she's simulating the murder, the vampire man of the baby and drinking the blood. And all these men and women are looking on like this is something powerful and this is something good. And then you see the externalization of the Satanism all over Comedy Central, all over Viacom, all over HBO, all over Netflix with force-fed talking heads telling you, I killed my baby girl. She had a future. And I sat there with my boyfriend and we waited until I was 8 months pregnant because it turned us on to have that power to chop her up and to take her future. These are quotes. Would you like me to play the videos? You've heard them. You've seen them. Remember that that's not a person doing that. That is the worst stuff in the universe jacked into people's consciousness who turned it over just like they turned a television set to a certain channel. Well, I'm not tuned into that channel. And I only show you that channel because that's the channel they're putting you and your family on. So you shouldn't worry what the system will do to you for standing up against it. You should worry about the lights going out. And you turning God out of your spectrum because God will remove the universe from you if you ask for it, and you will be in a black hole, your soul, like that, the minute you make that decision. The thief, the murderer, they're on the cross. One of them doesn't believe, the other does. Christ says, today you'll be with me in paradise, meaning you made the spiritual choice, you repented. At the last minute, you can still make a choice. But when the Holy Spirit was there, the man on the cross made the decision and instantly was there. But see, you make the decision to join Satan, even though you know God's real. You feel the Holy Spirit. You see the future. And you say, I want to go with this. I want to rape babies. I want to drink blood. I want to kill the planet. Killing a child is a symbol of killing the future. Everything is about making you hate yourself. Everything is about making you turn off your life force. Everything in this system is about teaching you that you're non-essential and that you're the problem. So you'll, like it's a polite, nice thing to do, just all do whatever you say. I'll stand down. I'll starve. They're using your goodness, but it's twisted. And the next is, we'll help us kill babies. We'll help us do that. We'll help us give vaccines to sterilize folks. It's for the greater good. They don't know. They can't handle it. We're saving the earth right now. And then you join Satan, believing you're doing good. Key Intel straight ahead.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Successful banker in New York in the city of London, got sick of what he was doing and wanted to try to empower humanity. So he started London Real. And I've been aware of it 3 or 4 years. It kept millions of viewers a week. Very successful, very eclectic, very classically liberal in the old-fashioned sense that it's open-minded and speaks to all different groups and really tries to unify humanity around debate and discussion. So I'm a fan of it. And I love the David Icke interviews on there. I don't agree with everything David Icke says, but the guy means what he's saying, and a lot of things he's talked about have come true. So, 3 days ago, they started streaming an interview that they'd done with David Icke, 2.5 hours long, and it went super viral in a few hours, and YouTube banned it. They came out and said, well, we banned it because you said 5G creates COVID-19. No, Icke said it lowers your immunity to viruses. And I can show you BBC articles, in fact I will, right here, where they said that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. That's in the studies, that's known. It's also linked to cancer. I can show you the LA Times. I can show you Wired Magazine. I can show you the studies. So when you're watching this, understand that what Icke's saying is backed up by a lot of research, but maybe it's not true. Still, he has a right to say it, doesn't he? No, London Real and Mr. Rose and Mr. Icke aren't being censored because they're lying to people. They're being censored because humanity's resonating with what they say. And to blame David Icke or myself, as they've been doing in the news, for all these 5G towers getting burned down is fraud. I'm not saying burn these down, neither is David. We're simply saying studies show they're linked to cancer. And people are then taking action because big tech has been censoring them, so now they're fighting in the third dimension. So, I interviewed Mr. Rose today for several hours. It's powerful. It's posted at man.video. But he told the world, please host this yourself so people can see it. It's had 3 million views in the last day since they posted it on their site, but bandwidth costs are hammering them. Believe me, I know. So I've agreed to post it in full here at band.video. And so I hope you watch it, I hope you research it, and then I hope you share it, and I hope you go over and visit London Real and support what they're doing and support InfoWars and what we're doing, because we're building independent pro-human media outlets that will challenge big tech and big media censorship at a time that is beyond critical. So here is the 2+ hour unedited feed that was live of London Real, including the intro, where they're not even sure they're live yet. So you see the full thing in context. Very important interview, very powerful, and that's why Big Brother tried to ban it. But thanks to you and the support of band.video, it lives on. So download it and share it and repost it while you still can.
This is London Real. I am Brian Rose. My guest today is...
Folks, I wanted to just show you the intro to what's on band.video to obviously pique your interest and to watch it. And even though I disagree with some of what David says on virus theory overall, 100%, I've shown you all the mainstream articles, AP, Reuters, the studies, Wired Magazine, 5G does cause cancer in all these major studies, but Big Wireless is spending hundreds of millions of dollars in propaganda, so you don't know about it. That was 2 years ago. Now the propaganda is working. I mean, even mainstream publications just say, there are no studies. It's all made up. It's totally good for you. You can find hundreds of thousands of articles going back 30-plus years on the Internet. Literally hundreds of thousands of them about the studies about cell phone radiation and other systems giving you cancer. I mean, it's not debated. They have skull and crossbones on the towers saying, get back. This emits radiation that's harmful to life. With the skull and crossbones. I remember being like 3 years old saying, Dad, why is there a skull on this bottle? He goes, that's because there's poison in there, son. Yeah, there's a 10-year-old article in BBC. Hell, 20 years, that's from 99. Immune system attacked by mobile phones. Big studies. But the BBC today says you don't question that. But I agree with about 95% of what Ike says in that interview. But why is this important? They banned it, and then they misrepresented what's in it. I saw studies 25 years ago in prestigious journals that 5 minutes holding a cell phone up to your head raised the temperature of the entire brain. They did electrodes, 1 degree. And right through the skull, very, very thin right there at the temple, it was raising it up to 5 degrees. Look up the studies. 5 degrees. You know, people are living in denial. There used to be videos on YouTube where folks would put bleach or poison on a bunch of sushi and worms would come out. And people thought it was fake. No, it's real. And that's just another example of how people are in denial about things they can't see. If you're looking at a piece of sushi, you don't see the quarter-inch worm in there. You see an apple. Remember being a little kid, again, going back to stories, and we're in an apple orchard on my dad's ranch, his parents' ranch at the time. We're picking apples, and my dad goes, oh, that's not a good one. See that hole? There's a worm in there eating it. And I go, I don't see a worm. My dad took a knife out, sliced it in half, and that was that worm. Boy, I thought he was cool. Because, you know, you're 3 years old. You don't see the worm. You don't believe an apple has a worm in it. Well, folks, this is invisible radiation, but it's killing us. And when Woody Harrelson came out and spoke out against it, I said, oh, crazy Woody Harrelson. He says it's making the virus. No, he put out a study that he tweeted a study. But notice they never showed you what he actually said. They just misrepresented what Woody Harrelson said. They misrepresented what I said. They misrepresented what David Icke said. As for David, there are major scientific theories that most viruses are produced by mammals or animals, and that they are a way to sloughing off toxins, and the mitochondria gets rid of it by producing it. And that so you find disease or poison folks, and then you find high levels of virus as well. Evidence is overwhelming. It's the other way around. When you're run down, then viruses are able to attack you. And yes, humans do shuffle off and slough off viruses, but anybody knows to tell you, you have sex with somebody with herpes, you get the herpes virus. It goes into your skin, it starts replicating, you get lesions. So, but it's okay that David's wrong in part about one theory he's putting out. There are a lot of medical doctors that would disagree. Maybe you say I'm wrong. He's doing it in good faith. And they're lying about 5G causing cancer. So why are you censoring him? Even if he was lying, let us judge. Full videos at band.video. You know, I've got news so big that I don't know how to get to it. It's official. We talked about it a few weeks ago. David and I broke it. It was just a month ago. It's official. They've announced Mark of the Beast, World Government, implantable chips starting next year. Yeah, and they're just announcing like it's no big deal. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay with us.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting worldwide, and I'm going to have to go to rebroadcast. I can't do the show at this point. I mean, this is not a dramatic thing. This news is too important, and I'm not just going to sit here and rattle this off at people, okay? I have to go get prepared in my office. I have to get some clips. I have to do some things, and I may be back. I might be back tomorrow. I don't know at this point. Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to air here, and then I'm going to show you the proof that what they're doing will kill billions of people and that they admit it. Billions. And I'm going to show you the proof that they are openly announcing an implantable digital tattoo that you'll have to have that's sewn into your skin, that's invisible, that you'll have to prove you've taken all the vaccines and medical tyranny that they track you with to buy, sell, travel, or have a job. I mean, the mark of the beast is official. And I'm not being dramatic when I talk about all this, and I just can't come on air when I'm not totally focused and talk about these issues. I just can't do it. So I have to go get ready for the show now. And if I'm able to come back, I'll come back. I may not come back today. You know, this is a time of mourning for humanity. This isn't business as usual. This isn't, we're just doing a show talking about all this. And it's all cutesy that the New World Order is coming true. So, oh, Alex, you've got so much credibility. This is a time of great sorrow that they're actually making this move against us and announcing world government and forced inoculations. And, of course, it won't be the little chip that we all warned about forever. It's going to be a digital tattoo sewn into you with nanotech, officially being announced, with the Pentagon being told to be ready to enforce it next year. And all the big tech and all the big employers and the grocery stores are going to make you have it to buy and sell. And they're going to peer pressure you, and they're all going to come down at once, just like Revelations says. And they're on TV saying they love to drink the blood of children and kill babies and worshiping Satan and saying they're going to merge with AI gods. I mean, this is horrible. Also, when I get to this, I wanted the clip that I said was the most important ever. About a month ago, Trump said, listen, you shut down the economy, it's going to kill a lot more people than this virus. And it's not the crew's fault. They can't find it. They found all these other places where he says similar things about suicides up and it's going to kill the economy. No, he said it's going to kill a lot of people. And I have all the documents and all the articles where they admit that now. And then we've got Governor Cuomo saying that this is never going to end and that this is the new permanent. This is the takeover. This is it. So I'm going to play the excellent piece that Greg Reese put together with myself on the history of the eugenicists and where they come from, the organizations. We're going to air that piece, and then I'm going to go to my office. I'm going to get on a computer terminal. I'm going to get that clip, because I'm going to play that clip when I cover all this. And then I'm going to get into the microchip. This is big, folks. This is, you call everybody about this. You make a big deal about it. Okay, here's the Greg Reese report.
Nearly 2,400 years ago in ancient Greece, Plato discussed the importance of population control. Aristotle advocated the use of abortion and infanticide. In 1798, an essay on the principle of population was written by Thomas Malthus. He outlined the idea of positive checks, which are diseases, wars, disasters, famines, and genocides. Malthus believed that these things should be utilized to increase the death rate, and believed that human misery was an absolute necessary consequence. In 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species. In it, Darwin only hinted at the implications of human populations, but his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, became obsessed with the idea. In 1883, Galton published Inquiries into Human Faculty and Its Development, wherein he wrote that his intention is to touch on various topics more or less connected with that of the cultivation of race, or, as we might call it, with eugenic. The term comes from the Greek word eugenis, of noble birth. In the early 20th century, eugenics became an academic discipline in universities. Organizations were formed and funded to win public support.
The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the Cold Spring Harbor Institute rejected the idea that all humans are born equal and began selling the idea of cultivating a new master race of noble bloodlines. Planned Parenthood was formed in America by racial eugenics advocate Margaret Sanger. President of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, established a special subsidiary in Poland called Watson Business Machines to assist in the Nazi invasion of Poland. This business continued throughout the war, and IBM managed the entire operation from their headquarters in New York. During the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis quoted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in their own defense. They claimed that their eugenics program was being run from the United States. The Nazis were rightly admonished for war crimes, but not Thomas Watson. He went on to create the IBM World Trade Corporation and passed IBM on to his son. His granddaughter ended up marrying Margaret Sanger's grandson. Bill Gates' father worked on the board for Planned Parenthood, and his mother worked on the corporate board for IBM, who Bill partnered with to create Microsoft. With no medical background, Bill Gates then went on to become the world's foremost pusher of vaccines and population control. Do you think this is all coincidence? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and the UN. And now he is saying that until we get mass vaccinations, we might never be able to gather in groups.
And which activities, like mass gatherings, may be, in a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
The president's coronavirus response team are all pushing the Bill Gates vaccination agenda. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In January of 2017, Anthony Fauci told a crowd at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise outbreak during the Trump presidency.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Gates Foundation and known for millions of dollars of fraudulent misuse of funds. In October of 2019, Bill Gates sponsored Event 201, a simulation that estimated 65 million people killed by coronavirus. In November of 2019, the Peerbright Institute, funded by Bill Gates, was granted European patent number EP3172319B1 for a coronavirus vaccine that may be used to treat humans. Today, Dr. Fauci says the virus will keep coming back, and he says the ultimate game changer will be a new vaccine. In Australia, the Prime Minister is telling people the shutdown will last months, that it's the new normal, and that the only way out...
And now, the governor and the AP of New York is saying it will never end. That's right. It's a total power grab, implantable microchips.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you go to the mightydrugreport.com, right up there on the left-hand side, there's an excellent Ron Paul interview. Resistance building to coronavirus house arrest orders. It's about time. Well, we need to get a very clear picture of what was going on. It's exactly the worst-case scenario of the globalist takeover, their most deadly plan, their most... their most successful potential operation. I mean, if I was them, this is what I'd do. It's exactly what we predicted down to the letter. It's their game plan, medical tyranny, forced inoculation, digital implanted IDs to prove it. But notice, that'll be called a microchip. Oh, it's a digital implanted ID, and they're openly saying next year they've got it all ready to roll out. David and I broke this a month ago with an MIT whistleblower. Now, a month later, it's like 100 years later, they're like, oh, yeah, it's great, it's wonderful. I'll cover that at 6 after next hour. From MIT and from Bill Gates saying it themselves. People are like, why is this guy suddenly all over TV? It's like he's president of the world. I told you he's the chief science officer of the New World Order. He runs the Carnegie, the Ford, the Rockefeller, all of the major depopulation foundations, the IBM money, it's all behind him. And the cult, the globalist cult, is a depopulation cult, ladies and gentlemen. So he's carrying out for the owners of the planet that've stolen it by fraud their depopulation operation where they get to play God. And so folks over the years are like, why do you harp on Bill Gates? Well, why do you harp on Jeffrey Epstein? Why do you say they got islands in the Caribbean? Because it's well known. And you're like, but why do they want to do this? Because they're devil worshipers. They like to kill people. They do it on a mega scale, all official life. The Nazis were nothing but tinker toys to these people. Training wheels. Now, I want to get to some positive news on the Bill Gates front. That's why they're getting rid of comments on every major news publication out there, because they're not news, they're propaganda. And I want to show you this. Google put out their Google Doodle, thanks custodians, sanitation workers battling coronavirus, and promises them that soon robots will replace them so they'll be safe. Post-human era is here. And when you click on the Google Doodle, it shows thousands of articles about how wonderful Bill Gates is and how wonderful Google is, because Bill Gates has run the whole show, and how they care about you and care about humans. But Google's helped suppress 3 million Uyghurs in China and forced labor camps and death camps. Google helps surveil and control the Chinese people and us. Google runs the censorship and works with Big Pharma and all the toxins and poisons, and they're involved with the vaccine that Bill Gates is controlling, the Sterilant. Oh, but they're thanking you, the workers. They love you, even though they're building a post-human world. So Bill Gates showing himself as a good little prisoner behind the glass. Look, it's dangerous. This is how you act. Monkey see, monkey do. In one of his armored fortresses. Thank you, healthcare. Oh, you're the good guys. But who runs healthcare? This guy does. And we're going to inject you, and we got a microchip for you. You can't shake hands. You can't go out in public. You're good little cowards. You've passed the test. Now we're going to totally enslave you. And then leave you with a real bioweapon. But you go to Bill Gates' Instagram comments and look. Every comment. I mean, I sat there this morning, read like 100 of them. There might be some that are pro. Says, we know you're behind it. We know your dad ran Planned Parenthood. We know you patented the vaccine. You're a monster. You're trash. We're aware of you. We know what you're doing. There they all are. There's a more powerful force behind Bill Gates who's controlling all of this. Think deeper. That's why they don't have these bots coming out that poses humans to outnumber us and say, no, no, no. Someone should do a change.org, stop Bill Gates. Bill Gates started the coronavirus. That's what they're saying. F you and your vaccine. Get ready for a fight, Bill, because you won't win. The people are waking up. That's right. And put 100% bots. Ban us all. We'll pass it on word of mouth. We know who you are. You want to fight? You're going to get one, scum. You seem to be really enjoying all this microchipping, mass control, manipulation, 5G, mandatory vaccines. Whatever happened to our human rights, freedom of speech, control over our own bodies, and the freedom to choose for ourselves? People are woke. You cannot hide from God's judgment. He's coming. More people are waking up, Billy. Judgment awaits you. He wants us in the bunker because he's in his bunker. But you got a lot of sheep, folks. I live by a golf course. They've stopped the golfers on it. And I go out there, and there are people walking on the sides of it. And just a virtue signal, you'll be 30, 40 feet away, sitting there, overlooking the cliffs and the creek. But my middle daughter went for a walk the other day. The people were going on a path. They would go away from the path, away from us, and look at us. It's all about just, oh, you're bad, we're good, we're virtue signalers. Those people are robots. They don't count. This is all social engineering. Now, I'm going to play part of this because it's about taking action. The full video is up on Infowars.com. This is Brian Rose of London Real with the big censor David Icke interview. Talking about on the show yesterday and talking about courage and how it's contagious, because this is the answer. Here it is, and we'll start the second hour.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings from London. It's been one of the most unique weeks of my life. I ain't gonna lie. It's been off the chart crazy. I mean, to think that just 3 days ago, everything was kind of normal-ish at London Real in my life, and then all of a sudden everything exploded, and both myself and London Real kind of hit the front page of a lot of global news sites. I mean, there were articles written in Polish, in Portuguese, in Russian, and on the front page of the BBC, all talking about us. And are what I guess is an act of protest. I guess it's a claiming of our right to say what we want to say, wherever it is, in print, out of our mouths, or even on a digital platform. And we just kind of assumed that would be okay. And we found out real quick that it wasn't okay with some people. And this whole quote-unquote fight ensued. And I would have never guessed that so many people would have been united and aligned over this one thing. You know, we've had so many of our civil liberties slowly taken away from us over the years. Our right to privacy, our right to be tracked, cameras everywhere here in London. So, you know, who would have thought that not being able to speak your opinion on a digital platform would be such a problem for people, and so refreshing to see that it is. And that's what we've seen, just a rallying of support from around the world. There's massive interest in this, and you know, it really capped off last night when I was on Alex Jones InfoWars. Now, you can say what you want about Alex, all right, and he has been controversial in the papers, and I definitely don't agree with this, all the decisions that Alex has made. Some of them are wrong, and I think he'd admit that as well, but the man is a legend. He really is. When it comes to independent media, it doesn't get much
better.
We're
going to break, come back with the rest of this, and then I'm going to get into the big world government Mark of the Beast officially announced. Okay, just a month ago, we told you about this. It was secret. Now it's public. I mean, they're moving on every front. The humanity's waking up. We'll come back with this important point about courage is contagious, and then we'll get to that report. Then we'll also get into the proof that this is killing the economy globally and going to kill the poorest people on the earth. Well, you've heard about migrant surges. Get ready for them. This is the globalist war against humanity we predicted. Another way for you to fight back is voting with your speech, voting with your word of mouth. Please tell everybody about Band.Video, Infowars.com/show. Spread it via word of mouth. It's so critical. Tell them, hear what's being said for yourself, not just what they misrepresent, which then they take out of context. But obviously, I don't agree with everything I've ever said. I've learned a lot over the years. All of us have. We're all not perfect here, and, you know, trying to get closer to God. And then also understand, just because they overblown the virus and all the rest of that, thank God, the power grab is very real. The attack on the economy is very real. And all the other viruses and things are real. And the flu is real. And this virus does kill some people. That's why you need to take care of your body. And the best ways to do that is eat good non-GMO food, drink a lot of pure, clean water, and get a high-quality multivitamin mineral with amino acids, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, still 50% off. Get your X3, X2 is sold out. X3 is excellent as well. It's amazing what it does for your body, a basic building block that so many people are deficient in. That's 60% off because I want to just sell it out. I'm selling at a lower price. It's going to sell out. It's the right thing to do. And we also have back in stock Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. And, of course, we also have the Vitamin D3 Winter Sun that's critical back in. All at InfoWarsStore.com, 40 to 60% off. And it funds this operation, a revolutionary action.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.